U.S. President Barack Obama is in Warsaw along with our correspondent, Luis Ramirez. Luis, what's the latest from where you are?
Well, President Obama has taken part in Freedom Day celebrations here in Warsaw. On this day, polls mark the 25th anniversary of the fall of communism, the first free, fair elections in Poland that gave rise to the Solidarity Movement, ending more than four decades of Soviet-imposed communist rule.
This trip is focusing a lot on the situation in Ukraine. What is the latest the president has said about Ukraine?
Well, as a matter of fact, in his speech in Warsaw today, he talked about how Poland's struggle through the decades has been a very difficult one against tyranny. He said that Poles throughout the decades have fought their fate, have fought those who've tried to impose their will on them and on this region. The president has announced a plan to provide non-lethal aid, more non-lethal aid to Ukraine, to the tune of about $23 million. That will include non-lethal aid such as night vision goggles and other things to help the Ukrainian military fight off Russian aggression.
The president will be heading on to Normandy, but there's no sign that he'll be meeting with the Russian president, who will be there at the same time. Have you heard anything more about that?
Certainly no meetings are scheduled thus far between Vladimir Putin and President Obama, although President Obama has said already that he would be open, he has not to meeting Mr. Putin should the occasion arise. He was asked what he would say to Mr. Putin, and, Mr. Obama said that more targeted sanctions are ready in the event that Russia does not cease its efforts to interfere in Ukraine. At the same time, he said that the United States is not interested in threatening Russia. An invitation for Russia to continue to pull back its troops from the border and to stop interfering in Ukraine's internal affairs.
While in Poland, did President Obama get a great deal of support from the Polish leaders for what is going on with our efforts with Ukraine?
Absolutely. In fact, many in Poland wish that the United States would take an even stronger stance against Russia. The Polish government has asked for 10,000 U.S. troops to be based in Poland. The United States did not deliver on that, but the president did pledge $1 billion to boost the U.S. military's presence in Eastern and Central Europe.
What is next on President Obama's agenda?
From Warsaw, the president is flying to Brussels for the G7. That meeting, the biggest news of that meeting at this moment is that the fact that it's not the G8, Russia will not be there. Their invitation was revoked. The meeting was supposed to be held in Sochi. But in protest of Russia's annexation of Crimea, that invitation no longer is, the meeting taking place in Brussels instead.